Hey, hey, you are listening to Oh For Fuck's Sake. I'm Lenny, your host. It is November 12th, and how is everyone doing? How was everybody's weekend? Mine was long. And happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there, belated veterans, if that makes sense. Happy late day Veterans Day to all you guys. My brother left this weekend. He is up in Oklahoma, I believe is where he went. He's going back out again. So yes, thank you. Thank you for all that you guys do, all that you did, and the ones that are out there still doing what they do. We are in season 3. I am still talking about mental health. Yeah, everybody's mental health. It's just an everyday essential thing that everyone deals with. Mental health is just something we all live with. So yeah. But today I'm actually going to talk about the impact that mental health has in all the areas of your life that it touches, and, you know, everything that goes with that, and yeah, just the impact mental health has. But before I do that, let me give you the goods. Today is National French Dip Day, World Pneumonia Day, Chicken Soup for the Soul. That's just for when you're missing anybody. I used to love reading those. The chicken soup books. It is National Survivors Day, and National Survivors Day is for the sexually abused. That is what today is for. This week, because I didn't get on Sunday, this week it's Anti-Bullying Week. It's National Recycle Week. I am horrible at recycling. Ooh, I hate to admit it, but I am. It's Nurse Practitioners Week, and it's Nurse Perioperative. I hope I'm saying that right. Those are the surgical nurses who help you in, out, during, all the work. So thank you for them. And then it's also Dear Santa Letter Week. So good time to get your kiddos to write those letters to Santa. Birthdays for today. Anne Hathaway, Ryan Gosling, Omarion, Wallace Shawn, and Neil Young. My dad used to love Neil Young. Sammy Sosa and Grace Kelly. May she rest in peace. And for my Libra loves, I did not forget you guys. For today, thehoroscope.com is your inner power is probably at an all-time high. You should be feeling especially confident. You're likely to have a stronger influence on others than usual. You could exercise the power of mind over matter. You could think of something only to have it happen at some point during the day. Today, you should guard your thoughts and be careful for what you wish for. You might just get it. Okay, let me start my list. I'm just kidding. Now for the MSN. Don't fall into the poor me trap today. When things repeatedly don't go the way you want, or bad things happen to you, it can be very easy to play the victim. Yet, while we cannot always control what happens around and to us, we always have the choice as to how we are going to handle it. Grieving can be a critical element to healing, but there's a fine line. Choose to keep going and constantly try to better yourself. Damn, this is crazy how spot on that one is. I have been kind of in a, you know, talking about mental health and everything else like that. You know, I've been in a little stump lately, and that's crazy. And today I actually got up and was like, you know what? I'm going to get a bunch of stuff done today. I'm not going to sit here and wallow. I keep saying wallow. Yeah, that's crazy. I like that. Thanks. That's a good one. Okay, so. Again, back to the mental health. I am talking about the impact that mental health has. Okay, so mental health can affect us in so many ways. And I kind of want to just go over a few of the main key big time ones, I think, to me, that mental health really touches and affects, you know, on the daily for some people. And that has to do with your family and your kids, you know, socially, with your friends, work, the workplace, your money, your job, you know, your health itself to your body. Yeah, these are just some of the things that I want to touch on. And some people just don't realize. Some people don't realize, you know, when you're dealing with mental health and something's going on, all the things around you, you know, that it touches and connects to it, you know, it just, it's there. And it's something that affects, you know, your everyday living. And mental health is a sneaky little bugger because Let me tell you, there's sometimes when I'm just like in a mood or in a, you know, a little front or whatever it is that, you know, I have to like sit down and be like, okay, get it together. You know, something's going on. We need to figure it out, because you can't keep doing things that you're doing right now the way that you're doing them, because it's not healthy. It's not good. It's not, you know, I have to take those moments and, you know, check myself. So impacting you, the day to day, you know, for me, I could be waking up the next day, still thinking about something from the day before, and that will set off my whole entire day, you know, just, it's the way that it gets me up in the morning, how it motivates me, the mood that I'm in, you know, and then from there, it, like, affects how I act towards certain things or react towards certain things, you know. Mental health is a challenge. In little tasks like this, you can overcome them, and they're monumental. You know, it may not seem like it, but it really is. You know, positive mental health helps everything flow smoothly. It's just a ripple effect, okay? So now when I'm saying, like, for my example of when I wake up and, you know, heaven forbid I use something else, or I'm still thinking about something else from the day before, that impact alone and the way that I react and act towards things, usually first people I see in the morning are my children. So it's a ripple effect, and now I'm coming for them. So I'll use this morning as an example. I didn't get very good sleep last night, so I woke up a little cranky, but I'm making lunches, and I go in the fridge and I'm thinking there's a Lunchable in there. Well, open the drawer, there's no Lunchables. And I'm like, what the heck? Okay, so my mind's going, who the fuck ate the Lunchables? Because I for sure thought there was one left in there. So I holler at my daughter, where's the Lunchable? You know, did you eat the Lunchable? I didn't eat the Lunchable. Ah! Okay, well, why are you yelling? So then it just turns into like a way bigger deal than it even needs to be, because all I was doing was asking a question. Well, turns out after I dropped the kids off at school, I remembered my son already ate one of the Lunchables, and then the other Lunchable he took to school yesterday, so whoops. But I'm telling you this because I woke up in a bad mood. That projected off to my daughter. I'm pretty sure my daughter didn't get go into school this morning, and it, you know, in a good mood, on the right foot, because we were arguing, you know, the whole way to school. And I honestly wanted to email our teacher and say, hey, will you tell Kendall and I that I'm sorry, but she already thinks I'm the most embarrassing mother ever, so I didn't do that. But so that's the first thing I'm gonna do when I see her. But that's an example. So me setting that tone off for her for that day, I really hope I hope she was able to shrug it off and kind of just be like, oh, it's mom, you know, that's what we do every other day. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, because that has that effect. It has the, you know, that ripple effect. And I do want to add in there, you know, your mental health as a parent is crucial. You know, the impact that your mental health influences, you know, with the patience, the responsiveness, and the decision making with your kids, you know, that all factors into, you know, the anxiety, the depression, the overprotective behavior, you know, all the ways that their energy and moods and everything else are, you know, just portrayed back and out into the world. And I kind of just want to reinforce, because I already gone over parenting, but, you know, every parent has challenging days, you know, and taking care of your own mental health helps everybody in the family. You know, I'm a single mom, so I have to, you know, do double time. I really have to be careful with my reaction, my response, my way I handle things, and especially because I have kids of different ages also. So I have to put my mind into their little selves, and, you know, if I'm coming at them like, bah, you know, that's not good. That's not good at all. And then this also travels into your social life and your friends and the work life, you know, your work buddies and work wife, work husbands, whatever you want to call them. Never really understood those, but anyways, you know, it can determine, your mental health can determine how much you want to socialize. You know, depression leads to self-isolation, you know, anxiety, makes people getting together and gatherings and social groups and big people, you know, big bodies of people overwhelming. You know, it feels intimidating to people who are dealing with stuff. I know me, for one, I'll give you an example. There's times when I'm just like, get the fuck away from me. Like, and that's only, you know, with my kids sometimes. But I can't imagine, you know, putting myself into a group or a room of even more people that I'm just like, I don't fucking want to be here right now. Like, get me out. So yeah, it's just, again, the ripple effect, and then your attitude and the way that you act and you handle those situations and scenarios is going to rub off on somebody else. You know, you're feeling irritable. You're feeling cranky. You're feeling anxiety. You're feeling overwhelmed. You want to distance yourself. You know, so half the time, that's why people avoid doing anything, and they stay so self-isolated and to themselves and don't do anything, because that, to them, is like their happy place or their place where they know that they don't have to deal with all that other bullshit, you know? So that leads to the self-isolation and stuff like that. But that's going to be my next episode, so we'll wait to get there. But yeah, and then into the workplace, you know, your boss. You could be having a bad day and you rub off on your boss the wrong way, and then next thing you know, you don't have a job anymore. You know, just little things like that. I mean, that's drastic, but I'm sure it's happened. But yeah, I mean, when you take that stuff into the workplace, especially for people who, like the realtors out there, I have a whole bunch of realtor friends, people that are working in customer service, hospitality, you know, no matter what, and I will say, there's this girl at Publix, I love her to death. You know, she is hilarious. She could be having a bad day, she could be having a good day. One, I'll never know. Two, there are some days when I'm like, hey, okay, I can kind of tell, but she doesn't portray that or push that off onto her, you know, her guests or anybody that comes through her line. And that's something that, if you work in that industry and you work in a field where you have to work with other people, it's going to take a toll. You know, you're going to end up messing with your money. You're going to be messing with your income. You're going to be, you know, that leads to not paying your bills, you know, financial responsibilities. And then you're just creating more and more and more and more shit on top of shit on top of shit, you know? And it literally, and I used to say this all the time because I was a Hooters girl forever, leave it at the door. Even when I was coaching the girls on the softball field, leave it at the fence. Like, don't take that stuff into here. Like, this is your workplace. This is what you're doing. This is your job. This is the field. We're playing as a team. You might not like her. Well, take care of it after practice. You know, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. Whatever. It really comes down to the little things, you know. Behavioral psychology on impulse controls a lot, you know. Stress being the biggest thing. So, you know, if you've ever bought something just to feel better. I've done it plenty of times. You know, money can feel like an escape, but on the flip side, it's also a stressor, you know? So it's those little things, those little moments, holding a door open for somebody, saying hi, saying thank you, for fuck's sake. How hard is that to do nowadays? Good God. I mean, even I'll hold a door open for somebody and somebody just doesn't say anything. It's like, you're welcome. I just want to be like, okay, yep, you too. But seriously, it's like, some of those things, you know, it just, it irks me. But big time, when I'm talking like socially and workplace and everything else, that tends to ripple effect into so many other things, like not making that offer, not making, you know, that timeline, that deadline, not landing that, you know, that appointment, that gig, that, you know, whatever. It's just, it all affects and it all ripples and it all stems to your mental health. You know, it really, really does. The way you are as a human being and how you act with other human beings, I mean, it's what makes the world go round. Really, it really, really does. I mean, between that and money, and you can't make money unless you talk to the people around you. You know, how's anybody going to spend money if they don't know what they're spending money on, because you've got to stick up your ass and you're not in the mood today to, you know, sell them on whatever you're going to sell them. That's all I'm saying about that. So moving forward. Anyways, yeah, and then it comes down to, you know, your physical health and your body. You know, the mind-body connection that mental health has. Now, I will tell you, body-wise, especially because I'm speaking from experience, mental health, your stress and anxiety is linked, and it's proven linked to increased risks of illnesses like heart disease and stuff like that. Like, when I'm having an anxiety attack or a panic attack or something like that, you know, I've got medicine. I have my nitroglycerin on hand in case, heaven forbid, you know, I get so overwhelmed or something and my heart starts, you know, having a mind of its own. And you know, I had, like I said in my Friday Feels about DCF, I had an angina, which is a mild heart attack. Super scary, but that stemmed from everything I was going through. You know, the stress, the mental state that I was in was killing me, like literally, between, you know, depression, anxiety, just, it was the works, man. I can't even explain to you, and I don't even want to, like, think about that road, because I've put a wall up on that road. That road has been burnt down. You can't even access it anymore. But for real, I'm like, it has a severe toll on your body physically. Stress and anxiety leads to the tension headaches, those headaches that people get, the muscle pain, your digestive issues, your fatigue, you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're not, you know, doing all those things. Your health issues just don't stay in the mind. You know, they manifest physically into your body. You know, stress releases cortisol, which over time, you know, can weaken your immune system. Increased blood pressure, which I have super high blood pressure, and even raises the risks of heart diseases. You know, that's my problem. That's my issue. It's because I'm a walking stress ball. But I'm serious. Like, that's what it is. And as long as I'm taking my meds and life is good and I'm doing all the things that I need to do and know that I need to do, for the most part, knock on wood, my ticker is going to make it to the end of the day. But you know, it does. It affects everything. It affects your sleeping, the quality of sleeping, your appetite, you know, how much you're eating, how little you're eating, because chocolate, candy, you know, that's a big one. People overindulge. You just don't eat at all because you're just, you know, in that place where you just, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't, nothing. And there goes your energy. You don't eat, you don't have any energy. You're not healthy. You're not keeping your body nourished and how it needs to be fed. So I think that like the best way for anyone with coping and managing and dealing and handling their mental health is really, honestly, I'm going to tell you, here's a little exercise, and I'm sure you guys are getting sick and tired of me trying to get you to do these exercises, but I promise they might help and work. Anyways, get out a piece of paper and pen. Not now, but when you get a minute. I know we all have busy lives. Trust me, I wouldn't be able to do it either if I was listening to a podcast. But when you get some time, take out a piece of paper. Top of the paper, put your name. Then put underneath that everybody who's a constant or big role people in your life. Put those people right under your name. And then under those people, individually write how they impact you in both positive and a negative way. And once you've done that, flip it over and write all the pros and cons in your life right now, currently. And under that, write 5 things that you want to see happen before the new year. Yeah, 5 things. I think that's good. I think it's 5 things. I mean, anything down to losing 2 pounds, making sure I go to the gym every Sunday, or, you know, making sure my kids are on time for school every day until the new year, you know, any little thing. I go walk for 10 minutes at night, anything, you know. So start there. Start, put your name up top, put the key role people that are in your life, that impact your life, any way, shape, or form, write down their negatives and positives of how they affect your life, and then flip it over and write the pros and cons of yourself. The positive things in your life right now, and the negative things in your life, and then under that, okay, I'll do three. Write three things that you want to see, or three things that you are going to achieve before the new year. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, do three instead of five. I let you off. So do three things that you will achieve before the new year. And I promise you, once you start to, and I hate using the word micromanage, but really when you start to micromanage and really look at your life and help yourself, just, I know everybody wants to be a better version of themselves, you know? Start doing that. And I promise you, your health will get better. Your health will get better. Your relationships with people will get better. The money gets better. The jobs get better. You know, everything gets better. I promise you. I promise. That's not a lie. I've lived it. So I know. But moving forward though, what can you do today? Again, what I said, do the little exercise, try it out, you know, check in with yourself all the time. Prioritize yourself. Make yourself a priority. Make sure that you are number one. You know, there's so many things in life that are influencing your mental health. Every corner of your world, they're creeping in. I promise you. You know, just even 5 minutes to sit when you pull in the driveway right before you walk inside the house and just, I do it all the time. Every morning, probably after I drop the kids off from school, I come in, I sit in my driveway, and it depends on what kind of morning I've had, whether the music blaring or not. I sit in the driveway for about 5 minutes and then I come inside. That's what I do, you know? So make your mental health checklist, take breaks, practice gratitude, be thankful for stuff. You know, I promise, once you realize all the things that you do have and stop dwelling on the things that you don't have, that changes worlds too. That's another thing. So write three things that you're going to do before the new year and three things that you're thankful for. That sounds good. That sounds really good. So our mental health, you know, isn't just one part of our life. It's woven into every experience that we have. But embrace it, take small steps, and just take care of yourself. Take care of yourself every day for it. You know, and you start making choices that bring balance and support you throughout every challenge. So, and if you guys want, you guys can email me because I have some pretty cool stuff that, you know, if you ever want to do like exercises or just really get to know yourself better. I mean, honestly, it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to love yourself first. It's okay to take care of you. I promise you. For the longest time, and I still have this issue, you know, because I'm such a super caring, giving person, but it's okay. It's okay to do that. And I'm here to tell you that it is okay. But for real, if you guys want to email me, I have some cool exercises and stuff, or even just things you can look over and read. I'll be happy to shoot them your way, you know, let you have a look-see at them. But again, I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm not licensed at anything. So it's just to take it or leave it. Just my opinion and just fun worksheets. So don't take anything I'm saying like medically and whatever else. All that, this is my personal opinion and based on me and my life. So yeah. That's all I got for today. I hope something hit with somebody. I hope somebody heard what I had to say. I hope some of you do my little exercise. Let me know how it went. But yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. I am off to go run a few errands before I get these kiddos. But I hope everybody has a great Tuesday. And don't forget, don't do anything I wouldn't do.